Welcome to Putela Escocia, the only English language podcast dedicated to Real Valladolid. Here is your host, Martin Dublin.
Hi there, folks, and welcome back to another episode of Putela Escocia. It's great to be back, and thanks to everyone who continues to listen and interact. Well, it's supposed to be springtime here in the Scottish Highlands, but no one's told the weather that. So just as well, Real Valladolid brought some light into the weekend with a win over Getafe at home. There haven't been too many wins to celebrate lately, so let's get on and find out what's been happening.
Coming up this week on the Putela Escocia podcast.
We'll kick things off with our headlines section, rounding up all the latest news in short form. Just in case I hadn't made it clear at the start, we will be talking about a win. Yes, that's right, three vital points. All the action will be covered in our matchday review. I'm also going to start setting a trivia quiz each week, which I'll also post on my Twitter account and the Putela Escocia Instagram and Facebook pages. It's just for fun at the moment, so if you think you know the answer, get in touch and find out if you're right on the following show. The Putela Escocia podcast is going to take a slightly different form. But don't worry, the good news is that there's actually going to be more episodes. Instead of posting longer shows, I'll be releasing a match review on either a Monday or Tuesday of each week, looking at how the team fared in their latest contest, along with a preview show on a Friday or Saturday, which will detail the upcoming fixture that particular week. In addition, there'll be an occasional midweek episode which will cover a feature in much more depth. It might be a famous match, a figure connected with the club in some way, or a statistical analysis of how the team is performing. In the meantime, stay right here for episode 6.
Today's headlines.
Real Valladolid won their fifth match of the season on Saturday, overcoming Getafe at the José Zorrilla by a score of 2-1. Oscar Plano and Sean Weissman got on the score sheet for the Blanquivioletas. Don't go anywhere, as you'll hear the full match report coming up. That win propelled Real Valladolid up one place in the standings to 16th, 2 points behind Getafe. Their next match is away at 13th placed Osasuna at El Sadar on Saturday. Weissman's goal sees him reclaim top spot in the scoring charts for the team with 4 goals. Behind him are Marcos André, Oscar Plano and Fabian Orellana with 3 each. Michel and Tony Villa have 2. Monday represented 2 very different anniversaries in the history of our club. Firstly, it's been 1 full year since fans were last allowed to attend a match at the José Zorrilla. That was in match day 27 of last season on March 8th, 2020. Sandro Ramirez scored his last goal as a Real Valladolid player, but it finished 4-1 to Athletic Club in a match which flattered the visitors, scoring late goals to pad the scoreline. This week, many fans on social media have been sharing images taken on that day and reminiscing about what they love about going to watch live football at our beloved temple. Secondly, and on a much happier note, Monday's arrival meant that it had been 7 years since the famous 1-0 win over defending champions Barcelona. Fausto Rossi's goal at the José Zorrilla proved to be the difference that day, and later this week we'll look back at all the action in the first airing of our iconic matches segment. Pablo Hervia celebrated his 28th birthday on Monday. The midfielder, who has seen most of his action at right back this season, has clocked up almost 100 appearances for the club and has scored 7 goals. He was a crucial part of the promotion-winning side of 2018 and has produced some stunning free-kick goals in his time in white and violet. We wish Pablo all the very best as he recovers from his meniscus injury and hope to see him back out on the field soon. And those are your Putela Escocia headlines.
Find out all the latest news, reports and previews on our website at www.putelaescocia.com.
Three goals in the first half were tempered by a milder second period as Real Valladolid recorded their fifth win of the season and their second over Getafe in a little more than 2 months. Goals from Oscar Plano and Sean Weissman inside the opening 25 minutes had Putela in command, but Jaime Mata's goal 8 minutes before the intermission ensured a tighter affair after the restart. The former Real Valladolid striker experienced a mixed return to his former club, netting his fifth goal of the season but also being shown a straight red card with 5 minutes to play. Largely keeping the faith in the side who had come within 30 seconds of beating Celta last week, Sergio made just one adjustment to his lineup. Bruno, who had been picked on for decisive goals in their last 2 matches, dropped to the bench to be replaced by Jawad El-Yamik. The Moroccan made his first start since the last time these sides met, a 1-0 win for his team in matchday 17 at the Coliseum Alfonso Pérez in January. Incidentally, this was the last time that Pozzella had recorded a league victory, enduring 4 losses and 4 draws in that span. Plano retained the captain's armband for successive matches, with both Michel and Jordi Masip on the bench. Waldo Rubio returned to the squad at the expense of defender and namesake Miguel Rubio. Until last week, José Bordalás' side had been in free fall since their last win in January, where they scraped past Huesca 1-0, losing 5 and drawing once. In their last outing, however, they dispatched Valencia with ease at home, winning 3-0 in a one-sided match where Los Azulones were aided by Mukhtar Diakabi's dismissal 6 minutes into the second half. Getafe also made one change to their team, but this was prompted by the suspension of left midfielder Marc Cucurella, who picked up a booking in the second half of the Valencia win to exceed the disciplinary points total. This allowed the return of Carlos Alenia to the starting 11, taking position on the right wing for the first time as a Getafe player, as opposed to his natural central midfield home. The Mataro native joined in the January transfer window on loan from Barcelona, where he had only clocked up 48 league minutes for the Blaugranas. To accommodate Cucurella's absence, Alan Neom switched to the right side of midfield. Up front, two ex-Real Valladolid strikers teamed up in the form of Jaime Mata and Enes Unal. Mata had become a revered figure during his time in white and violet and played a huge role in the team's promotion to Primera in season 2018-19. He finished as the Segunda División's Pichichi with 33 goals in the regular season and added 2 more in the playoffs as his team breezed past rivals Sporting and then Numancia. That summer, however, Mata departed for Getafe and Unal was signed on the first of his 2 loan spells at the club from Villarreal, where he was deemed to be surplus to requirements. The Turkish striker faced an uphill task upon joining, being asked to fill the considerable void left by Mata's departure and playing at a higher level than his predecessor had done. He netted 6 league goals in each of his seasons as a Real Valladolid player, adding 2 more in last season's Copa del Rey to finish with 14 in 71 overall appearances. His early performances left some sections of the support unhappy with his lack of goals, but over his time with the club, he won many fans over with his dedication and work ethic, covering all areas of the pitch and working hard for his team. This season, both players were experiencing somewhat of a drop-off in production in front of goal prior to this match, with Mata scoring 4 times in 23 appearances, and Unal yet to find the net in his 17 outings, which had been limited to only 5 starts. This was just the second time that they had been paired together this season, having both been given the nod to start in the win over Valencia in their previous match. Getafe were the more industrious team from the outset, controlling the opening exchanges with the bulk of possession but lacking the cutting edge in the final third of the pitch. This absence of incisive finishing allowed Real Valladolid to take the lead against the run of play. Sergi Guardiola found himself on the right-hand side of the box and he cut inside to deliver a left-footed cross to the back post. It found Fabián Orellana, last week's goal scorer, whose cushioned header back across the face of goal was nodded in by Plano to give the midfielder his 3rd goal of the season and, more importantly, his team a precious lead. A chance to respond fell to Alinha after Getafe took possession of a poor clearance by Saidi Janko. Mata headed into the path of the midfielder, but his weak effort on goal trundled wide left from close range. Inside 25 minutes, Real Valladolid increased their advantage, pressing forward on the counter-attack after a Getafe foray forward had petered out. It came from the opposite side from the opening goal, with Orellana again heavily involved as his form continues to improve each week. The Chilean winger made progress down the left as far as the byline before cutting the ball back at height into the danger area. The ball was swatted away by David Soria, stretching as high as he could get, but it fell straight to Weissmann. His instinctive header was perfectly placed despite the heavy traffic around the goal line and found the very top right corner of Soria's net. That was the striker's 4th goal of the season, moving him back into first place after Plano's opener had briefly earned him joint top scorer honours alongside the Israeli. Despite making heavy weather of large swathes of this season, Los Azulones continued to press forward in an attempt to reduce the arrears. They were rewarded through one of the former Blanca-Violeta heroes, Mata, but it was aided by the other, along with a slice of luck. Roberto's goal kick was met by Getafe captain Gené in the centre circle. His firm header forward was gathered by Unal, who in turn fed it onto Mata inside the area. The striker let fly with an angled right-footed shot, but El Yamik slid in and his attempted block sent the ball inside the near post. It was Mata's 2nd goal against his former side, the first coming not just at the same venue last season, but at the same end and within 4 minutes of each other. His celebration was as muted as the Fondo Norte he had scored in front of, which used to ring with the sound of his name, but appeared hollow with the absence of supporters. The mutual respect which exists between fan and former player was clearly evident as he clasped his hands in homage after scoring. That goal moved him into third place in the list of all-time scorers for Getafe in Primera matches, with 30 moving past Granada's Roberto Soldado and 6 behind current teammate Ángel Rodríguez. At the break, Bordalás made his first change, bringing on highly touted Japanese starlet Takefusa Kubo, who arrived on loan in the winter transfer window from Real Madrid by way of Villarreal, where he had struggled to make an impression in the first half of the season. 4 minutes into the second half, Real Valladolid found themselves in scoring position again, but after Janko had burst into the box and played across to Orellana, David Soria went full stretch to deny the Chilean his second goal in as many matches. The midfielder had arrived totally unmarked and cracked a medium-height shot from inside the box, which the goalkeeper parried to his left. From there though, the match broke down into a stop-start affair, punctuated by substitutions and bookings for both sides as it failed to recapture the flow of the first 45 minutes. Mata, a player whose physical characteristics definitely enhance his game, had thrown his weight around for large portions of the match, but up until that point had escaped the referee's notebook. His strike partner Unal made way for Cucho Hernandez in Getafe's second substitution. On the hour mark, Mata combined with Mauro Arambari to set up Kubo, but Roberto was equal to his shot and blocked it well. The visitors complained vociferously for a penalty following the keeper's intervention, as the ball appeared to be deflected back onto the shoulder of Joaquin, but the referee was unmoved and waved for play to continue. Not all of the referee's decisions had been appreciated by Sergio, who had been far more animated and vocal than usual on the touchline. He voiced his disapproval of what he felt had been a foul on one of his players, and by this point, Senor Mario Melero had had enough and brandished the yellow card at the Real Valladolid coach, causing him to retreat. Mata continued to be the brightest spark in a blue shirt, linking up directly with Kubo, who fashioned an opportunity for Alanya, but Joaquin threw himself into the way heroically to put the ball out for a corner. Sergio opted for a triple switch to his side with less than 20 minutes to play, swapping Kenan Codro for Guardiola, Fede San Emeterio for Ruben Alcaraz, and Michel for Roque Mesa. Minutes later, Bordalás introduced Rodríguez into the action in place of Nemanja Maksimović and moved to a 4-3-3 formation as they chased the equaliser. Xhota made his way onto the pitch for the Blanquivioletas, replacing Orellana, who had enjoyed another productive afternoon. The flashpoint in the match came with 5 minutes remaining as El Yamik and Mata contested a high ball. The Moroccan levered his opponent to the ground and came to rest on top of the striker. As he disengaged contact, Mata appeared to kick out at the defender and the referee was immediately on top of the incident. He had no hesitation in showing the red card to the Getafe man, who predictably protested his innocence but eventually trudged off to take a seat in the stand. It was a sad end to a spirited return to the José Zorrilla for its beloved son. With the match almost completely equal in terms of possession, 10-man Getafe rolled the dice a final time with a double substitution, Francisco Portillo for Alanya and David Timor for Neom. The last Pucela change saw Luis Perez replacing Plano to shore up the defence for the closing moments, and his side held on to win and gain 3 priceless points. While Getafe faced the unenviable task of hosting Atletico Madrid at the weekend, Sergio leads his troops to Navarre for their second meeting of the season with Osasuna, who lie 3 points ahead of Real Valladolid in 13th place after 26 matches. Bolstered by the knowledge that they overcame Yagoba Arasate's side in a 5-goal thriller back in December, the Blanquivioletas could quite conceivably leapfrog their opponents with a win and with other results next weekend going in their favour, something that was quite unthinkable just a fortnight ago. Never mind the Oprah Winfrey interview with Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, here's the moment that the world has been waiting for, the first ever Pucela Escocia trivia question. I'll be posting the question on my Twitter account alongside the Facebook page and Instagram account of Pucela Escocia. And now, without further ado, here is the question. There are 2 squad numbers which have been used by 2 different players each this season. What are the numbers and who are the players? So again, 2 different squad numbers have been used by 2 different players each this season. What are the squad numbers and who are the players? Here's how you can send me your answer.
Get in touch with the show on Twitter at MartyRVCF or search Facebook and Instagram for Pucela Escocia.
Tune in to the next show to find out the answer.
next time on the Priscilla Scotia podcast.
We start the iconic matches section and we'll be transporting you back to 2014, a season which ended in relegation heartache for Priscilla. However, we're going to focus on the brightest note of a torrid time, that 1-0 win over Barcelona. Find out what happened in the match, along with what became of the players from that famous Real Valladolid side. Later in the week, join us again for all the information in the run-up to the crunch match at El Sadar against Osasuna. Can Real Valladolid build some momentum from last week's win against Getafe? We'll have all the talking points covered. That's all for this edition of the Priscilla Scotia podcast. Thanks so much for listening and I hope you can join me next time. In the meantime, stay safe and as always...